This is the Parallax for Friday, March 20th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a significant escalation in the Justice Department's investigation into Trump-era investigations. Former FBI Director James Comey has been subpoenaed by federal prosecutors in Miami as part of a widening probe into how the 2017 Intelligence Community Assessment on Russian Interference was produced. The subpoena focuses on Comey's role in preparing that assessment, which concluded Russia had interfered in the 2016 election. The investigation has now issued more than 130 subpoenas targeting officials from prior administrations. How this is being framed differs across outlets. Axios reports that the subpoena is part of a case against former officials who investigated and prosecuted Trump, noting the scale of the investigation. Fox News emphasizes the criminal nature of the probe, describing it as investigating whether officials misled Congress about the intelligence assessment. Newsmax and Zero Hedge both highlight the targeting of Obama and Biden-era intelligence officials, with Zero Hedge characterizing it as a grand conspiracy investigation. Turning to the Department of Homeland Security, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to replace Kristi Noem advanced from committee Thursday in an 8-7 vote. What made this vote significant was that Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania voted in favor, while all Republicans supported him unanimously. The nomination now heads to a full Senate floor vote. Axios focuses on the tight committee margin and notes that committee chairman Rand Paul opposed the nomination. The Daily Wire highlights the question of how Mullen's tenure might reshape Trump's mass deportation campaign. Newsmax reports the straightforward procedural advancement to a Senate floor vote. In related news, a federal judge on Thursday blocked the Trump administration's effort to restrict gender-affirming care for minors. Judge Mustafa Kasubai ruled that he would bar restrictions proposed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after Democratic states challenged the policy. Newsmax reports that the decision came following legal challenges from multiple states opposed to the healthcare restrictions. Meanwhile, on the international front, federal prosecutors have charged a co-founder of Supermicro Computer and two associates with diverting approximately $2.5 billion in advanced NVIDIA chips to China through a backdoor smuggling scheme. The indictment marks an escalation in Washington's efforts to police the flow of high-end artificial intelligence hardware to China, though Supermicro itself was not named in the charges. MarketWatch reports that shares of Supermicro fell following the indictment. Al Jazeera frames the charges as part of broader U.S. efforts to prevent chip smuggling. Zero Hedge provides detailed reporting on the specifics of the scheme and the alleged participants. The broader Middle East conflict continues to dominate headlines. The U.S.-Israel war against Iran entered its third week Thursday, with ongoing strikes and escalating rhetoric. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel would cease targeting energy facilities after earlier strikes damaged Iran's South Pars gas field and Qatar's LNG plant. Qatar's state-run energy company says that damage will wipe out 17% of its production capacity for up to 5 years. Iran has warned of what it calls zero restraint if energy infrastructure is attacked again. Al Jazeera reports Iran's warning alongside updates on ground operations. The BBC notes that Netanyahu claims the U.S. did not participate in the latest strike and that President Trump had requested no further attacks on energy infrastructure. The Guardian reports that Japan's prime minister explained to Trump that her country cannot participate in the Iran war. And Zero Hedge notes that Russia is benefiting from the conflict, while impacts on China remain complicated, according to analysts at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The oil market impact is shaping economic policy. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced Thursday that the administration may remove sanctions on approximately 140 million barrels of Iranian oil stranded on tankers at sea within days, an extraordinary step intended to increase oil supply and control surging prices. Brent crude has climbed to approximately $111 per barrel, nearly 60% higher than pre-conflict levels. The Guardian reports Bessent's specific statement that sanctions may be lifted in the coming days. Axios emphasizes the Trump administration's focus on keeping oil prices down. Bloomberg provides live coverage of how these developments are affecting oil markets and bond yields. The oil-driven inflation shock is already prompting central banks to signal rate hikes. That's the Parallax for Friday.